This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We have in the studio Ashton Wood, Georgia Cavallaris, and Elliot Broom, who are here to talk about their involvement with Top Arts this year. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, we like to we will talk a bit more about Top Arts as we go along, but just to get a bit of a feel for all of you and I suppose your involvement in Top Arts, but how you've got involved. So I'll start from my left, and if we can start with you, Ashton. Sure. Tell us about how you, I suppose, got involved. How did you know about Top Arts and how did you get involved in it?
Well, obviously, it's a program that schools kind of advertise or tell you about, and my art teacher was like, oh, you know, like, this is something that you should do, it's really good, like getting into the art world and getting like your foot out there and letting everybody see.
Now what happens is you were year 12 students, and it was part of your final year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You're studying art, and you're like, so therefore this art at the NGV is what you submitted for part of your year 12. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And have you been studying art for long at high school?
Well, at my school, we have it all the way through, like from year 7 onwards.
Right.
And it kind of, after year 8, it goes to electives. But yeah, I've always been interested, and it's always been a thing that I just really love.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so similar to me, I heard about it through school, and I've always been an art student. So I did 3 folio subjects in year 12, and I'd visited Top Arts every year.
Oh, and, good.
It's something that I just always wanted to accomplish.
Because a lot of when I've been to the NGV, and it's in the Fed Square NGV, the Potter Centre, there's during the daytime, there's a lot of schools that go through Top Arts, isn't there? Did you go with your school or did you go separately?
I went by myself.
Okay.
I just went, you know, on the weekend because it's open to the public. So
yep.
it was really good to see all the works, and yeah, you could see the level, and it was really amazing.
Right. Okay. Elliot, what about you?
Oh, well, I mean, I knew about Top Arts the same way you know about the NGV or the government. I mean, it was just a formidable presence in any art student's life. And I was actually taken there every year with my art class. And so it was always on my mind, and it was something I was always thinking about. And that was actually sort of the seed of the idea.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry, I was going to say, obviously, you're all, you know, being art students, and you're all aware of the existence of Top Arts. Is that something that you sort of strive towards as, you know, obviously, as you develop, this is something I'd like to, you know, submit something for Top Arts, and, you know, and I suppose you put a fair bit of time and effort into it. And is that sort of like, you know, I suppose in a sense, I don't want to say crowning achievement because you're also young, that, you know, it is just the start of your achievements. But is that one of the sort of the benchmarks that you work towards?
Yeah, definitely. If not towards, certainly under.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something everyone's aware of. And I don't think any of us necessarily made our works specifically to get into
yeah.
the arts.
But also because it's part of your final year 12 as well.
Hmm.
It's submitted, you know, you want to pass the arts because, you know, it's important. So let's go back around and we'll talk about what have you submitted to
yeah,
this
sure.
exhibition.
Cool. So my stuff that's in the exhibition is a series of prints. So they've done etching and then acetate printing and printing press. And they were done with kind of these etching tools that you etch into the acetate really harshly and this grating sound that's so, oh, God. But, yeah, so it's a series of, like, portraits, self-portraits.
But they're in a tunnel, aren't they?
Yes.
They're quite challenging. They're quite, you know, like, you know, like you look at it and go, whoa, what's going on here? what's the title for them?
Do You Worry For Your Safety?
Right, okay. That's pretty obvious, yeah.
So it's like the hallways that you're talking about, which are from the figures and also behind the figures.
Yep.
They're kind of representing that eternal doom that's often associated with, like, people with PTSD or trauma or that kind of thing. And then the figures have a very elongated neck. So a great distance from the physical body to the head, which is reminiscent of my kind of experience with gender dysmorphia as a trans person. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of a harsh exploration of emotional states and mental health.
And what does this mean to you that you actually got chosen? Because thousands of students across the state, obviously there's only a few dozen that are chosen for the exhibition. What does it mean to you to actually be chosen?
Well, it makes me incredibly proud of my work, and I'm so, so happy and so grateful. And it feels like I can really kind of get out there and be seen.
Yep.
Which I think is really important for, obviously, queer people and just artists in general.
And are you studying art now? You're like,
No. When I submitted my work, I was in year 11, so I did my art like a year early.
Right.
So I'm in year 12 this year.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. But you've done year 12 art.
Yeah,
okay.
I did year 12
art. All right. So, but you want to go on to study?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. I'm hoping to go into fine arts at RMIT. So
right, okay.
It's a goal.
And now we're moving on to something very different, a squashed face up against glass.
Just for our listeners, just so we know that that was Ashton explaining your work. Now, Georgia, just tell us what your piece is about.
Yeah, so mine's called Alexia. It's about an A3 size and it's a realism portrait of my sister, and I've squashed her face against my shower glass screen. And it's basically inspired by artist Jenny Saville, her 1992 Propped. Mm-hmm. And it's basically exploring femininity and how throughout art history, women have been portrayed through the male gaze, not necessarily in a bad way, but through the male gaze. So I sort of was pushing the boundaries of conventional female muse and
Okay. And what does it mean to you to be chosen as a part of Top Arts?
Oh, it's amazing. It's basically what you said. I'm so proud. We worked so hard, and I know all the students worked so hard. So to have my work in the exhibition and getting this recognition, it's amazing.
Yeah. And have you finished year 12?
Yes, I have. I'm in university now at RMIT. I'm studying photography.
Right. Oh, photography. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you would be quite involved getting out, having a look at Photo 2024.
Yeah, it's everywhere. I know. It's so amazing.
And sorry, what medium did you use in yours, Georgia?
I use Pan Pastels, Posca, graphite, a lot. It's black and white, so yeah.
And okay, now Elliot, how about your piece?
Explain what it is.
I'm glad you asked that question. So I made Bottom Arts 2023. That was my project. I mentioned before the seed of the idea happened when I was visiting Top Arts 2022, and like you said, there's thousands of people that get rejected. So when you're looking at all the works, there's sort of a notable presence of the absence of all those people. And when I was thinking about that, I thought about how funny it would be if I made rejected works from that year my work to submit for the next year. So what I actually did was I made my own exhibition, and it was totally unjuried. Anyone had guaranteed entry. All they needed was a rejection notice from Top Arts, and that was the only prerequisite.
Right.
So I guess it was a bit of a loophole and a celebration of rejection and a sort of institutional gag.
Right. Yeah. Oh, very, very much so. And that would have been embraced, I could imagine. What did your art teacher say in year 12?
He said, no, you can't do that, Elliot. It's a very great idea, but you in year 12. And you've got all your other studies, and you're just going to have to tone it back a little.
And you didn't.
Well, it's easy. I'm very susceptible to getting swept up in an idea that's so stupidly hilarious that you can't say no.
Right.
I'm very I've a soft spot for the underdog, so okay. I just couldn't get it out of my head.
Good. And
so does that mean that at the end your piece is obviously the way you want to submit it, and was that? Okay, so that was submitted to Top Art. Is that still part of your curriculum or studies? If your teacher, I suppose I'm just curious about the confrontation, not so much the confrontation, but the balance of what your teacher said and what you end up doing, basically.
Oh, so I mean, his reaction, when he saw that there was actually a way to start getting this exhibition together, was really positive. Okay. And he was there.
So you won him around, basically.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. Okay. No, he was there. He was there on the opening night, and he congratulated me, and he was very happy.
And what did you think when you got chosen, especially considering that you're taking the piss?
Oh, yeah, it was such a relief. Oh my God. Because of course, how Top Arts reacts to the idea becomes part of the idea. That's the project is sort of flexible in that way. So my plan was, if I get rejected, which from a sort of statistical perspective was the most likely option, then Bottom Arts 2023 as a rejected work from Top Arts becomes a part of Bottom Arts 2024, and then they cycle forever until it gets accepted, and I just keep passing it down a year.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, oh man, credit to John and anyone who's ever been part of anything in the art world. It is tricky to get an exhibition off the ground, and I really didn't want to have to do it for another year. Yeah. So it's a very neat, poetic ending to have gotten accepted. And I was also very surprised and glad. To see a public institution with a sense of humor.
Oh, the NGV, world famous. You know, like it's so well respected around the world. And what are you doing now?
I'm at uni, I'm at VCA, I'm doing screenwriting, which was a bit of a jump of ships, I guess. But, you know, I mean, I've sort of, it's a very conceptual project.
Yeah,
so
yeah. And screenwriting, you know, tough world. Are you aware of that?
Very aware.
Yeah. Okay. And so do you want to go on and, you know, follow this through, or what's your concept there?
Oh, that's a great thing that I should have a better answer to in this position.
Yeah.
But I have no idea what I'm going to do. I mean, every idea I have, I'm 100% sure it's the last idea I'll ever have.
But you're young. You'll change your mind 100 times. Ashton, what about you? What can you see yourself in, you know, like 5 years' time? Or is it just too hard, you know, like at this stage where, you know, the world's your oyster, you know, like, and I'm sure Neil, you haven't had this discussion, but I changed so many times over the years, you know, like, but give us your idea of where you'd like to go.
I can do that. Well, obviously my next step is uni, getting in, hopefully, that kind of thing. But from there, I really just want to throw myself like into the creative world, and that's just where I want to be. And I'll figure out what I want to do in specifics, but so far I'm just kind of going with the flow.
Yeah. And are you disappointed that you can't sort of do art again this year? You know, like,
yes. Oh, I loved the course so much. It was so much fun. But I am doing VCD, which is more design-based, but I've still got like that outlet. So. Right. Yeah.
Photography is a big thing right now. Yeah, you know, like, as I said, Photo 2024 all over Victoria. And but what do you want? What do you want out of it? Have you thought about that yet?
Yes, that's a conversation my dad and I have every single day. I think being a creative person, I think you can all relate to this. You always want to sort of delve into different aspects, different mediums, and sort of play around with everything. And I think that's what I've always done. I love film, I love drawing, photography, so everything. But I narrowed it down to photography for uni, and hopefully in the future I can be at a creative agency and sort of exploring all the different things that I like to do.
And yeah, like the whole digital world is just so exciting on that front as well. Yeah. Well, look, we wish you all the very best with your, you know, like wonderful opportunity that you've got with this, you know, foot in the door in a way with Top Art, with the NGV. And just on your resume down the track, you'll be able to say, you know, like, I've exhibited at the NGV. So, you know, like, good on you.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Ashton Wood, Georgia Cavallaris, and Elliot Broom, who are all part of the Top Arts Exhibition of 2024 at the NGV, which is actually on at the moment until the 14th of July. All right, you're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.